Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Coming up, a story about a place where Hurricane Katrina met the war on terror. How a Muslim contractor, a solid citizen of New Orleans, fell afoul of law enforcement in the chaos after the storm. But first, young Muslims across the U.S. have realized the fantasy of novelist Michael Muhammad Knight. His 2003 book, The Taqwa Corps, was about a group of punks who practiced Islam on their own terms. Lydia Crafts reports on the readers who were inspired to pick up guitars and shout out their beliefs.
Taqwa Corps is a made-up name that combines the Arabic word for God consciousness and the word hardcore. The novel, The Taqwa Corps, sold more than 15,000 copies worldwide. It made its way to Texas, where a teenager of Persian descent named Kurosh Porsalahi read the book and thought the characters were real.
It came together for me like, whoa, you know, I'm not the only one experiencing this. There's other kids out there that are into all this kinds of music.
Porsalahi took a poem from the beginning of the book called Muhammad Was a Punk Rocker and set it to music, turning silent pages into a real-life anthem for Taqwa Corps. The poem reads in part, Muhammad was a punk rocker. He tore everything down. Porsalahi sent the song to the novel's author, Michael Muhammad Knight, who in turn played it for Shah Jahan Khan, a young musician in Boston.
For whatever reason, I had a lot of guilt growing up about not doing the right thing or not being a good Muslim or a good Pakistani kid. And reading the book was just kind of an assurance that this confusion and maybe disenchantment was, like, normal and that other people went through it and that there was nothing wrong with it.
Khan was also more than a little disenchanted with his American schoolmates.
On 9/12, the day after 9/11, I was a senior in high school at the time, and I was walking to a class or something like that, and some random kid was like, yo, what did your people do? And I didn't really know how to respond to that.
Khan's frustration with the treatment of Muslims in the U.S. led him and his friend Bassem Usmani to form the Kominas, one of the first real Taqwa Corps bands. One of the Kominas' first singles was called Sharia Law in the USA, which likens Islamic law to the Patriot Act, a comparison Khan says is only half joking.
We don't have any freaking freedom, so it's just like as if there's Sharia law in the USA.
It's a bomb, dust and cover.
Soon, Taqwa Corps bands from all over the U.S. began finding each other through social network sites like MySpace and Facebook. They met face-to-face in the summer of 2007, when five bands organized a tour of the northeastern United States. They shared a green school bus with Taqwa painted on the front. In addition to the Kominas, the bands included Althara. Althara's lead singer, Marwan Camel, remembers passengers in a passing car holding up an offensive sign about Allah. Camel says music gave him an essential tool to fight back.
Just to come out against that, just to be like, you know, I'm okay with who I am. It's you that has the problem. That's a very important thing.
Since the tour, more Taqwa Corps bands have formed. They had a showcase at the South by Southwest Music Festival in March, and two films are being made on Taqwa Corps. The man who helped start all of this, Michael Muhammad Knight, has been singled out by Muslims and non-Muslims for his views on Islam.
I've gotten that from all kinds of people. I've gotten that from neoconservative people on their blogs who say, oh, this is awesome. This guy's challenging Islam. This guy's trying to tear down all that. And I'm not trying to tear down Islam. I'm trying to make Islam possible in my life.
The Taqwa Corps movement has spread to comic book artists and photographers. And while there are heavy metal bands in the Middle East, punk has not yet caught on. But Knight's confident it will.
I think you just got to find what people are pissed about and talk about that and say it in a way that people will understand. I think anywhere that people are powerless and angry and hopeless, they need someone to talk about it.
That's what makes Knight think punk could give young people in the Middle East a voice, a loud voice, to express themselves. For NPR News, I'm Lydia Crafts.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover. best win.